Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org. What's happening? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
We're watching that show, Station 11. You watching it?
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm invested now, so I'm going to the end.
Yeah, me too.
I'm too far in. I have to know things. But it was a slow burn.
And I love, it's a show on HBO Max. It's about a pandemic that comes in. It's a flu, and it kills a bunch of people. And it's, they decide, how do they want to make Earth?
Yeah.
And it bounces back in. I don't know.
It's eerie. The thing is, I like to watch things while I'm multitasking and doing other things. And this show is very difficult to do because, like you said, the bouncing back and forth in time and figuring out when it is difficult to me. I started to just focus on what they're wearing.
I don't want to rate it now, but I'm only giving it, if I were to rate it, about a 2.5 out of 5 right now. It may get better. I don't love it as much as I should. And I told everybody I was going to start watching that show. And so other people are watching it too.
Yeah.
And blaming me. I was like, when I told you that, I hadn't started watching it yet.
Well, I started watching it because of you. Yeah. I don't blame you. I actually give it at least a 3.
Mike, do you watch this show?
No.
Seems like a show you'd like.
Nah.
You don't even want to watch. You don't like that?
I haven't heard good things about it.
You haven't?
No.
And you guys aren't really selling it that well either.
Well,
gave it a 3.
I'm going to finish it and I'll let everybody know. Outside of TV shows, though, Mike did a podcast about movies that are coming out this year, the most anticipated movies of 2022. Mike, what movie are people looking forward to the most this year?
Probably the new Batman with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I like all the Batmans. Batman.
Plural.
I don't know which one it would be, but is this one supposed to be dark?
Yeah, very dark, very violent.
Oh.
That comes out March 4th. Okay, what else?
Top Gun 2.
Oh,
it's been delayed for like almost 3 years now.
It's been delayed since 1989.
Is Tom Cruise still in it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't really care that much about Top Gun 2.
I care. When is it?
It comes out May 27th.
I already knew that, but I wanted other people to know.
What else?
And then the new Avatar 2, comes out in December.
Oh no. You're going to not really Avatar 2 when
you
Avatar
loved
1?
One, right?
You made us go to the theater and watch it for homework.
Yeah, it was the biggest movie of all time at the time. Yes. It was a cultural phenomenon, and I went too and watched it. And we all had to go, yes, that's true. But it was also 13 years ago.
Well, I'm still holding on to that one.
When's that come out, Mike?
December. Okay. Right before Christmas.
It'll never come out. If it's a year away, we're never going to see this movie. I don't think it actually exists. I think they just keep saying it's going to come out, but I don't think it actually exists. Speaking of movies, a record number of Americans avoided movie theaters last year. A record high 61% of Americans did not step foot in a movie theater at all last year, a new poll reveals. And here's why. Not just the pandemic, as far as people not wanting to be around other folks. Movies are starting to be made readily available to us at home. Even big ones. I don't want to go to a movie theater and sit with people on their phones the whole time. Little fireballs in their hands where you can't focus. Or they're like, like if people are going to talk during a movie, I want it to be me talking in my own house. So yes, the movie theater, for the most part, is dying as to what we used to know it as. It will always exist in some way. There will not be as many theaters as there used to be. People like Mike D keep it in business. He goes every night. Every night, 7 o'clock, he goes to the movies.
Attaboy.
Yeah, I think the last time we all went was for Mike D's birthday.
We watched Fast and Furious 17, and it was a turd.
No,
that's one of the worst movies I ever saw.
What was the real number? 9?
9.
Oh, gosh.
What was it called? Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah, it's terrible. I remember watching this going, I saw Fast and Furious 1 and 2, and they weren't as kooky. Like, the new ones, like, make fun. I don't know if they're making fun of themselves or not.
It's kind of a parody of themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Batman, I'll watch. Avatar, I don't think we'll ever. You heard me say it. It will never come out. Okay. They'll delay it again. When I read these mailbags, people do write, hello. This one has big O's and little O's.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read this.
You're not just saying that?
No, I'm not just saying it. And I don't know how it started a long time ago, but people write these emails like this. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. We are about to close on our first house. During the inspection, 12 cop cars rolled up to the house next door.
That's awesome.
Okay.
One of the cops came over to our house and asked the inspector if he knew anything about the neighbors. The cop told him there was a murder-suicide there this morning. Is this a sign? Should we bail or stay? We really love this house. If we back out now, we lose our $4,000 earnest money. If we stay, it will always be eerie, thinking that people died right next door. What would you do? Love the show, Lily and Brandon. Well, what I do first is you can look and you can get on the internet and you can see what the crime is in a neighborhood, a town. And if there's nothing that sticks out, I'm not going to let something that happened in the house next door affect me buying this house. If it happened in the house I was buying, I'd probably consider it. But even then, I just asked for a discount. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I really wouldn't. If this is just something that happened in another house and it's not like, you know, there's a neighborhood full of people selling drugs or...
Well, it seems murder-suicide seems contained.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's in that house. It was a sad situation there, but not like someone broke in and killed them.
No chance I would give up my $4,000 earnest money, nor would I give up this house that I love if this is something that just happened in this one place and isn't, you know, something happening in the neighborhood regularly. If there's murders every third house, yeah, I'm probably not going to get that house. But I had a murder-suicide like 8 houses from me here.
Oh, yeah.
Right when you moved here.
Not in this house where I live now, but when I moved to Nashville.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And the guy was running around with a gun in the streets.
Or like a bow and arrow or something.
Whatever it was, he was hiding in the woods. And I didn't move out eventually. I moved out like 3 months later. But I didn't move out eventually.
It was crazy, too, because you moved to that neighborhood because you're like, I researched the safest neighborhoods in all of Nashville, and that one popped up, and then it was like... Murder-suicide.
Guys, there have been 2 murders in that neighborhood since.
There was a helicopter. Yeah.
Yes.
There was a helicopter over my house. And I was like, what is happening? And then bring started to get texts. Hey, don't leave your house. And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, some dude just killed and he's on foot. What? So I'm out the window.
They're ready.
But I'm freaking out because I've had issues similar to me. Never been murdered, obviously. I wouldn't be here right now. But if I had people break in, you know, attacked at work, etc. But I am not giving up this house if that's an isolated incident. So Lily, Brandon, stay the course. Heck, ask for a discount now. Hey, while I was there, 12 cops came rolling up.
Yeah. I don't know that they'll offer a discount because it happened to your neighbor.
Hey, $49.99, maybe you get that off.
Come on.
Any discount's a discount. Lily, Brandon, stay the course. Isolated incident doesn't mean you need to give it up. Thank you for the email. Thank you for emailing. And you can email us anytime. Morgan, what is the email address if people want to send us a note?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
There you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
In Utah, a person who works at a phone store is in trouble because they stole pictures from the phone of people they were supposed to be helping. An unnamed woman went to the store looking to change out her phone, but this guy, Marvin, said, let me look into this. Went, took all of them. And there were some, you know, pictures of her.
Yeah.
Whatever she
was. Is that his real name, Marvin?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't say his last name. Yeah. I don't know why I'm respecting it, but I just. The woman's daughter also received photos because their AT&T accounts were linked, which is where the call to cops came into the picture. Cops were able to trace the unknown number to Herrera. Well, that would be his last name, Marvin Herrera.
Got him.
Yeah. And then paid him a little visit at his workplace. After reportedly refusing to provide any information, he said, I better talk to somebody, and was arrested. This is from Fox Business. But yeah, looks like he took the photos. I mean, that's the risk when you give people your computer or your phone.
I hope other people hear this that work in these jobs. He got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to jail.
Because, listen, all my Nakes in my phone of me.
How many are those?
That's the whole film roll.
You have a whole category.
Yeah, no, it's all of them. I don't keep anything in my phone unless it's me naked. I do it just as a joke to see if it. All right, man, will you take this?
Nobody
it's all everywhere I go. No one takes a single picture. Oh, come on, man. Do you steal at least one of them? No, but really, that is an invasion of privacy. And all jokes aside, that stinks.
That's awful.
That stinks. And there are creepos out there for sure.
I mean, don't they take some sort of an oath when they take a
job? I don't think so. I don't think to work at an AT&T store, you take an oath. I, Marvin Herrera, promise to. No, I don't think so.
Oh, I would think they would. They have to sign something.
Here's what I think they should do. I don't think you should be able to get in anybody's phone or computer by yourself. It should always be two people.
Like when you're at the doctor.
That's it.
Like if I go to a male doctor, there's always a female in the room.
Yes. And I don't think you should be able to, if it is two people, it can't be your best buddy.
Because
you know Marvin and Henry are rocking up there. Oh, you take this one, I'll take that one.
Marvin and Henry.
No, what? Not poor no, Marvin.
Not those Marvin. Not the ones in the story, but.
Yeah, no BFFs can do this together, but it should be two people. Let's talk to JD in Alabama. On the show yesterday, we were talking about how somebody put SOS in the snow. On a Tell Me Something Good. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think SOS stands for anything. And then you guys were like, it stands for Save Our Ship or whatever it was. Hey, JD, what do you want to say?
I was just calling to let y'all know. I teach a Sign Signals and Codes merit badge for scouts down here in Prattville, Alabama. And it's a common mistake that people believe it stands for anything. SOS is simply the three simplest letters to communicate in Morse code. And over time has just become the international signal for emergency, need help. But it doesn't stand for anything. It's just the three simplest letters in Morse code.
Oh.
Wow.
Bobby was right.
Hey, but here's the thing. I'd like to show you my growth. Because when I was told something else, I was like, you know what? I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And I backed off of it. So let's celebrate me for a second.
Good job. Good job, folks.
Wait. So, yeah. So it's because SOS is like short, like, or whatever Morse code is. I don't know code. What it is. What is SOS in Morse code?
Hey, JD, can you do Morse code on your tongue? SOS?
Well, you can do Morse code on basically anything. It's just dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Oh,
wow. There you go. SOS.
You can use it with lights. You can do it with horns. You can do it however you want to.
Have you ever been in a situation where you had to use Morse code to get out, like, please help me, and nobody knew what you were doing?
I've never been in a situation where I've had to use it, much less needed it. So, nah.
There was a story around Christmas time about a kid who was on Santa's lap, and he couldn't hear, so he communicated in sign language. And people didn't know what he was doing in the picture because it's like a picture with him and Santa, but he was doing help me with his hand because he was scared of Santa.
Oh.
And he's like crying because he's like four, but he knows help me, and he's doing help. And you're like, it's a funny picture. But someone's like, no, he's saying help me with his hand
in sign language.
Yeah. JD, I appreciate that call, man. I hope you have an awesome morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my call. Y'all too.
All right. See you later, buddy. Frank in Tucson, Arizona is on the phone right now. Frank, welcome to the Bobby Bone Show. What's going on?
So last week you guys were talking about four-wheel drive and getting to work, and it just kind of – you guys helped me get to my hour and 15-minute drive each morning. And I think Amy mentioned about pushing the snow button on her dash for four-wheel drive. Normally, that's just to turn your air conditioning on, which might account for why your windows were getting all fogged up.
Is there any chance, Amy, you think you're driving a four-wheel drive, but actually you're turning the air conditioner on?
No, I know for sure. I know what you're talking about, like, that would be up there, but this is down by my other controls, and I definitely pressed it, and my car did something, like, and then I was good to go.
She's like, sure does feel a lot chillier in here.
It wasn't the air conditioner. That's funny, though.
All right, Frank, appreciate that call, man. Have a great day.
Okay, and that was the worst morning corny joke ever.
Yes.
Dang, Frank, you're just like assuming I don't know what a snow button is and that I have bad jokes.
Yeah. Well, no, on yesterday's show, we did say, wow, that was really subpar. Can you promise us a better one later this morning?
Yeah. Can
you heard it here. If it's not better, bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
No. Can Frank leave us on a positive note?
Frank, can you tell us something good?
Yeah, let's start something new. Goodbye, studio.
Oh, wow. That's the best he's got.
Hey, he tried.
Bye, Frank.
Goodbye. All right, there he is, Frank, everybody.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Miranda Lambert, Jack Ingram, and John Randall's The Marfa Tapes is getting a documentary on Paramount Plus. Fans will get some insight and behind the scenes of how the album was made. The Marfa Tapes will debut on the streaming service on January 20th. Tim McGraw talked about riding horses for the filming of the TV show 1883.
Just about every scene I shot with my horse, he was trying to throw me in the middle of the river. I had one scene where my horse is rearing up, its hooves are slashing in the air, and my hat falls. I catch it and put it back on. And it shows the chaos and the danger and the precarious situation that everybody was in.
Maren Morris shared her favorite Super Bowl snack.
I love a charcuterie board. I mean, if there is any cheese board near me, I will be eating it and then sneaking back over to it 4 or 5 different times, and it'll be gone.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
9-year-old Tristan Cook, he's the oldest of 4 siblings, and he's sitting at home while mom is napping, and they're watching a movie on TV, and he hears a pop coming from the office room, and then he starts smelling smoke. So he goes, let me go check that out. He gets up from the movie, checks it out, and yeah, there's a full fire going on in the house. So he wakes mom up, gets the kids out of the house, gets the mom out of the house, and within 2 minutes, when the fire department got there, the house was fully engulfed, and he saved everyone's life, basically, just by waking mom up and getting the kids out. But look, I started thinking, I mean, if there was a good Disney movie on, I don't know if my kids would even, they would probably be, and if I was napping, they would probably be like, Dad, something's burning in the kitchen. Yeah. Like, wake up. They would not get up to see what it was.
Did the story say what the pop was?
No, they just said it was, I mean, I'm assuming it was the office room. It could be an electrical fire from the office.
Just crazy. Something randomly that was plugged in.
I know it.
Just caught on fire. I got a message from a listener talking about how they left their dryer lint full and they kept drying clothes and that caught on fire. And caught their house on fire.
Gosh.
That scares me. And that's not probably common. But I guess let's PSA this. Clean your dryer lint out.
Yeah.
Man, because when I do, I don't ever do it. And so
you
it's,
should do it every time.
But how often are...
Well, let's answer both of these questions.
Okay, yeah.
How often am I drying clothes? Not very often.
There you go.
Second of all, when I do, I forget to do it.
Yeah.
And even when I was washing and drying clothes every day, I would forget to do it. And then I'd peel it back.
Every day.
And it'd be like a basketball size.
Oh, gosh.
When I was
terrible.
Living by myself and I had to use the dryer, that's how I'd also iron clothes. You'd throw in the dryer.
Oh, yeah. Real quick.
Yeah. All right, Eddie. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, and it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com
Circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, the average guy thinks he's a blank. Average guy. Amy, go.
Average guy thinks he's a 6?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm about a 6.5. If you were to ask me, I've always said I'm about 6.5. But on a scale, the average guy thinks it's a 5.99.
Oh.
So basically a 6.
Yeah.
So if someone says, if someone were to come to you and say, yeah, Amy, you're around a 6, would you be insulted? A little
no,
bit.
I've
a little
never
bit.
Honest, Amy. Well, be honest. I've never asked that before.
But were, like, and were you insulted?
I mean, no, because I don't put, where do I put myself? Like, I don't like numbers or ranking, but because on our show from listeners, I've been ranked a 1 or a 10.
Okay.
So 6 is about right.
No one's ranked you a 1.
Yes. Are you kidding?
No one's ranked you
yes,
a 1.
Amy,
have.
Those are haters, Amy.
Oh, yeah. They exist.
The average guy thinks they're about a 6. Let's be honest. Okay. We need truth serum.
I don't want to play this game. You're going to make me rank the boys on the show?
No, I was going to make the boys rank themselves.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm out.
Okay.
But Amy can rank us
too. Nope.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Honestly, truth serum. What do you rank yourself?
Truth serum.
What do you rank yourself?
I just drank it. And look, I'm a good looking dude. So I'm going to say I'm a 7. A wow. Solid 7.
Wow.
I'm not Brad Pitt, obviously, okay. But I'm a pretty good looking guy, I think.
Okay. I would give myself a 6.5.
Okay.
Do you think that you're better looking than me?
No, I think we're about the same. See, you're laughing at me.
That was Amy who laughed.
You were laughing.
I'm smiling because you're my friend.
I just smile because you're. Look, listen, people, looks are relative.
Yeah, but that's what we're talking about here. We're talking yes.
How you
okay,
see yourself.
But like, yes. So yes. You and Eddie, his wife, thinks
she's
hotter than you.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Ask my wife. She'll pick. I'm a 10 and you're a 1.
I don't know why we got to do that. I'm a 1. Okay. Raymundo, be honest. Raymundo is our audio producer. Kind of looks like Mark Ruffalo. Raymundo, what do you think?
I would say 8'5". And if I was taller, I'd probably be 9'5".
Okay. That's crazy.
You think you're an 8.5?
Yeah, I honestly do.
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Here we go.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, dang, that is one good-looking dude I'm looking back at, and I'm a 10. I mean, I got my shirt off looking in the mirror, and I'm like, that's a 10. That's what all the ladies love is me, and that's why I'm a 10.
Okay, so...
See, there's no truth serum in that.
Well, I'm going to do the average here. So Lunchbox thinks he's a 10. Raymundo thinks he's an 8.5. I think I'm a 6.5, and Lunchbox... Or
Eddie.
Wait, and Eddie thinks he's a 7.
Solid.
Okay, 14, 15.
Of everyone, 20, Bobby, you rate yourself the lowest.
32. Okay. This show averages thinking they're an 8.
That's pretty good.
But an look 8. At our show. Come on.
Yeah, look at our show.
But if we took a group picture, guys, wouldn't everybody be like, hey, those are some good looking dudes?
I don't think so.
No.
I think they'd be like, that's some average.
Right down the middle,
bunch
dudes.
Bunch of average guys.
Oh,
the
okay.
fact that you guys think you're a 7 and 8, not a 7. 7 I can get. Eddie.
Thank you.
An 8.5 and a 10.
Like, wait, why is Ray not at 8.5 though?
8.5 is like a model.
You think Ray's at 8.5?
Ray's a model.
When has Ray modeled anything ever?
Yes. 10 years
ago,
in that guy's
when he got
basement.
Tricked by some dude who never released the pictures.
He was for like the Limited or Express or something.
Ray,
yo,
do you think you could be a model right now?
No, I got to lose some weight. And all the models are tall. There's honestly not a market for shorter dude models.
Yeah, but
so that's what's holding me back.
That one photo shoot you did, you were laying down.
Yes, it didn't matter.
Yeah, the guy.
I know.
But that photo shoot was creepy. And it wasn't real. The guy tricked him.
And it's also when I lived in Texas, I was the tannest I've ever been. And I was in my prime. I was in my 20s. So that was the best shape of my life.
All right, well, there you have it. Lunchbox says he's a 10. Ray says he's an 8.5. Eddie says he's a 7. I say I'm a 6.5. Okay. Hey, thank you guys for having your truth serum and
yes.
bringing that to
thank
the show.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's go talk to Marshall, who is on the phone right now and needs a little bit of advice. Hey, Marshall, good morning. Welcome to the Bobby Bone Show.
Oh, I've been having a really rough time with my in-laws, getting to where they're, you know, calling me names, calling me, you know, using profanity towards me about every night. It started as a joke, and I was like, okay, yeah, ha-ha, funny. But now that it's continuous every night, it's starting to bother me. And instead of standing up for me, my wife looks at me and says that I'm being dramatic. And if I stand up for myself to them, because we live in the house that they own, then they'll threaten to kick us out. So I don't know what to do.
That's a situation if you're in their house. I was going to ask you, why are you seeing them every night?
We live literally right next door, unfortunately.
Does anyone have issues with their in-laws?
No.
No.
That they could lend to this?
Oh, my gosh. I'm like the opposite of this. Sorry.
Yeah. Here's what I would say, Marshall. You have to set some sort of boundary with them, and then if they break it, you have to make it, then it's time to make a decision. But do they know that you're upset, that they're constantly making fun of you, calling you names, making you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, and I've been just staying quiet, and then New Year's, I just kind of broke and kind of snapped on them a bit and explained to them, you know, once a few times is jokingly, but continually it's starting to bother me and hurt my feelings, and the response I got was, stop being a little, you know, B-word.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, that's awful.
So I turned around and just walked out and went home.
Do you have the finances to be able to get your own place?
We've been trying to get our own house, but the house that she wants, the guy's going through a divorce, and so we can't even get a price from him.
It's a tough situation. Here's what I would say. First of all, I think you have to communicate your feelings about how upset you are before you snap, because when you snap, it also puts them in defense mode. Maybe they don't know just how much this is hurting your feelings, and maybe they do and don't care, but I would have a conversation with them whenever you aren't being emotional. And if they say again, oh, we don't care how you feel like that, you're being a little B word, but okay, that's fine. Then you have to figure out a way to make sure this relationship isn't as close to you every single night as it is right now. If that, you have to find another place to live. You just can't remain miserable because that's what's happening right now, right? Every evening, you know you're going to go over to their house and have dinner, and they're going to make fun of you, and you're going to be miserable. Am I right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you have got to make sure that doesn't happen. That doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow, but you've got to start figuring out a way to get out of this because this is a very toxic environment, and it's also going to affect your marriage with your wife and not just them. Like, that's going to come into your home. It already has. She says stop being whatever she's saying. So you've got to figure out how to, and if anything, you can avoid them. You can not go to dinner at the house. You can tell your wife, I don't feel comfortable going over there and eating because all they do is make fun of me, be mean to me, and you know, create the boundary yourself there. But you got to find a way to get out of that house if they're treating you like that because they can hold that over you. Well, it's not easy, and I know that there's just not money growing on trees, but your quality of life is extremely important, and it sounds like that is suffering because of how they're treating you. Amy, anything you want to add here?
No, I just definitely wanted to highlight to process his feelings and talk them through with his wife and with the parents separately, and then maybe even together if need be. But yeah, before it gets to a snap situation. Because when you snap, it's already gone too far in your head, and then you're like, it's not a rational place to be. So
for either group.
Right.
Because you snapped, and you're using that part of your brain that's fight or flight. And then they are too now because you just snapped on them. So nobody is in a good place to have any sort of communication at all. So Marshall, do that. Have a talk when times are good. You don't have to do it tonight when everybody's laughing about something. And be like, hey, can I also bring this up? Because if you do it when it's good, you may actually get more out of it. And if you don't, hit me back. We'll see what we can do.
All right. I appreciate it, Bobby.
All right, buddy. See you later. Eddie, what do you think about that? You have in-laws.
I mean, I haven't had problems with my in-laws, but I've had to do this with my parents, where my parents were being mean to my wife. And I had to stick in. Like, I had to stick up for my wife, and I had to. And that was the game changer. When I went to my parents and said, hey, like, you need to treat her with respect. Like, she's the mom. And it was like when we first had our first kid, and they wanted a parent. They were the grandparents, very intrusive, very opinionated about things. And my wife felt like, hey, this is my child. Like, I get to make the decisions. And when I stuck up to my parents, they changed. And that was the last of that.
Well, Marshall, maybe it's your wife that you need to convince to go fight for you then. It's her family.
Well, yeah.
Like, really be like, hey, let's go. I'll wash dishes every night for a month. I need you to go in there. And you make them stop.
I think it seems, I don't know the dynamic for sure, but it's her parents. And so maybe that's the environment in which she grew up and she's used to. And that's why she's like, stop dramatic. Being dramatic. Yeah. So you also have to understand where she's coming from. And you could even voice that. Be like, hey, look, maybe this is what you're used to. But when this happens to me, it makes me feel this way. And like, we're partners. We're together. I've got your back. You've got mine. Right. And I really need your help with this.
I can also tell you, though, because I can tell by his voice, he's growing up or lives in a place like where I grew up. And there's no room for emotions. There's no room for sensitivity.
Right. Yeah.
And that's going to be a struggle, especially if you're a dude. Where I grew up, you weren't allowed to be sensitive. You know, it's country. It's men are masculine. Feelings. Boy, shut up. You know, it's that kind of environment. So the one person you can have feelings with is your wife. You know, maybe you need her to go play fullback. Do you get it?
No.
Run block
like
for
football.
You. Run him over.
Got it.
Clear the hole, you know?
Well, yeah, he may not know football analogy.
He does. Trust me. He knows.
Okay.
He knows. All right. Thank you for the call, Marshall. Hope you worked that out, man. This is a very interesting voicemail, and I wanted to play it for you guys right now.
I was listening to the podcast, Best Bits of the Year and Best Challenges, and Lunchbox kept saying how he has such bad luck. And does he not remember when he, like, broke the mirror and, like, did all the bad luck things? Like, I feel like that's maybe a correlation.
Yeah, he walked under a ladder on the air. He broke a mirror on the air. He walked by a black cat on the air.
Because he didn't believe any of this stuff.
Right.
And he's also had terrible luck, although his terrible luck is not terrible luck. He's got a great job. He's healthy.
Great family.
He's killing
it. Right. He just focuses on the negative things.
Like, if he doesn't win the lottery, that means he has bad luck. Lunchbox, what do you want to say about this?
I have terrible luck. The wheel lands on me. I never win anything. Like, when the Christmas gifts, I didn't get anything good. I got all crap. All my luck is bad, 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 bad luck.
But can I say that you also bought crap? Like, you got Abby a used book that cost $7. It was also an insult to her. You give out bad. But then when you get bad back, you're like, I don't understand it.
No, I don't understand how you guys saying helping Abby chase her dreams is giving a crappy gift. If that's if you want someone to chase your their dreams and that's being crappy, then I'm a crappy person. Crap on me.
Okay. You ever hear the phrase, you reap what you sow?
Yeah, I don't really know what that means.
Make the bed, you lie in the bed you made, whatever that one is.
I don't ever make my bed.
Okay. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this woman posted about how she was so desperate to use the bathroom recently at home, but her boyfriend was using it. They only had one restroom, so she resorted to using her cat's litter box.
Why not go in the sink? I can think of like five other places immediately.
Yeah.
That you could... Oh, that's awful.
She said she cleaned it up afterward, but her boyfriend was disgusted.
The sink, the shower, the backyard. I can think of about three places immediately.
The washer.
I mean, but if you think about it,
well,
it makes
sense. Well, that's an interesting
one.
I never thought about the washer. I mean,
you do not use the bathroom in the washer.
That does not sound good.
All right, maybe it's a bad one.
And like for a girl, she like climb up on top.
But I need to know which one. Does it say?
What do you mean?
One or two.
Oh.
I would assume litter boxes.
I think it was one.
I mean, one would overflow the litter box, wouldn't it?
I don't know. That's weird. She probably has a cat fascination.
As a cat mom, I could see how this becomes an option for you if you're looking at the litter box and you know it will absorb.
Can I talk about your cat for a second?
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
It's awesome.
It doesn't come when you call it?
No, that part's a little annoying, but...
Yeah, I was like, kitty, kitty, kitty. Meow, meow. Can't even look at you. You have to go grab it, scare it, and then bring it over to you. To,
scare it.
Yeah, because it doesn't want to be picked up.
No, that's when it doesn't want to be picked up. If it wants to be around you, she'll come be around you, and then she's cuddly and sweet, but it's about half of the day. So half the day she wants to be left alone. The other half she wants to get all cuddly.
Amy's cat was in a full Santa costume that she had her in.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, man. Animals enclosed, that's tough for me because I know they don't want to be enclosed. So then Amy's dog started to eat the Santa costume, and I let it. I was like, go to town, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. I hear like a crunch, crunch, and I look over, and Kara's eating the belt buckle.
But I did go, hey, you should stop. You should stop. And the dog never stopped.
No, you didn't. Now the Santa costume's ruined. We'll have to get a new one next year. All right, so Bobby, I know you struggle with sleeping at times, and you do all the right things. Like you have a great bed, you're proactive, but... You're long past your best sleep age because apparently we get our best sleep.
Yeah, newborns.
When you come out of your mom.
Nope, age 24. That is when we sleep like a baby.
Why does it say?
It was just when they did a sleep study. It was a survey that was done and you're not in school anymore. So you're like fresh out of college. Maybe you don't have kids yet. You're in that in between. So that's when you're getting your best sleep. So that's why. And then I have the top reasons that we stay up at night if you are, you know, unable to go to sleep. And it's too much screen time, worrying about money, the temperature of the room, work stress, and the number one thing is family or relationship stress.
My top two would be one more episode.
So screen time.
Or the game's not over yet.
Screen time.
Yeah. All right, what else?
All right, so some guy went out for a beer run last week in Nashville in the snow, but Jimmy Allen was out and about, and he was able to help the guy get unstuck. And then when Jimmy got back in his truck, he posted a little funny rant about it.
Helped this one guy get unstuck early. I said, man, where you going? He said, I'm running to the store to get some beer. Boy, you had 2 days to get beer. More of the story is be prepared. Preparation matters.
Yeah, so
yeah, get your beer. Load up on beer before.
Moral of the story is, yes, we had a heads up. I can relate to
although
that.
Although I can relate to, not to the beer, but we didn't have everything we needed.
I didn't either. I had to go to the grocery store in the, you know, snow. Luckily, I had my snow button, so I was good to go. But I could have ended up on the side of the road because I needed milk and eggs and bread.
I never felt more strong and manly and masculine than pushing. We went to and there were people stuck.
And I know you mentioned
and
it.
And I was like,
twice.
And this girl, let me say this, though. She was screaming in her car.
Oh, no.
They were spinning. And she was stuck. And she was like screaming and hitting stuff.
This is when you got up to her?
Yeah, we saw her.
And did you approach with caution?
We didn't talk to her. We were like, hey, both Caitlin and I both grabbed the back of her car and started pushing. And spinning, she's yelling. We're pushing hard. And all of a sudden her car gets traction and drives off. And then she drove up somewhere and away she went. But we know we never talked to her. We just jumped on back. You know, we don't need to be talking to folks. Right. A hero doesn't do it.
He just flies. Yeah.
Then he just talks about it on the radio multiple times. It's fine.
I mean, if somebody wants to give me a key to the city, I wouldn't
Superman
say no.
Superman doesn't talk about it on the radio.
I wouldn't say no.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
New Hampshire police got a call that there was a dog on the highway right by the New Hampshire-Vermont state line. So they respond. And as they would approach the dog would be like, woof, 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 and start running away. They're like, okay. So they start following the dog and they would get closer and the dog would run away. And the dog led them to where there was some damage in the guardrail because it was in a car that was in a car wreck and two people had been ejected from the vehicle. The dog was not hurt, but went out there, got authorities and said, hey, Lassie, I am inspired by you. Woof, woof. Saved the two people's lives.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, hey, Lassie, I'm inspired by you. Wait, what?
Yeah, because Lassie, the dog, you know,
but
used to go.
Who said that?
The dog said, hey, Lassie, thanks for the inspiration.
The dog said?
Lunchbox is saying the dog said that.
He's saying that the dog watched the movie Lassie and got the inspiration to save.
So he's saying the dog found an old VHS and somehow put it in a VCR.
Or Disney Plus, probably.
Is that on Disney?
That's a Disney movie.
Okay, so he's saying the dog found the Apple control, hit the menu button to get back, to load it up on Disney, watched it. Is this all accurate?
Yes, this is all accurate. Okay. What's crazy is the two people in the vehicle had been ejected from the vehicle, couldn't get up, and it was cold temperatures. They would have had hypothermia. They would have died if they were there overnight. But Tinsley was like, no, I won't let it happen. Roof, 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 come here. Roof, roof.
That is crazy that a dog would do that, though. Yeah. Like, all joking aside, and he makes up stuff in stories sometimes and does noises. Mm-hmm. But it's still pretty cool that dog would do that. That's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you boop, 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Coming up in a minute, we'll open the mailbag. There's a story about someone, and they have a house they like. They've already put their earnest money down. But as they were there looking at the house during inspection, something crazy happened at the neighbor's house. And so now they're like, what do we do? So 5 minutes or so, we'll get into that in the mailbag. I do want to play a couple of voicemails. Here is voicemail number one.
Morning, studio. I have a morning corny for Amy. How do you find Will Smith in the snow? You look for the Fresh Prince. Y'all have a great day.
Get it, Prince, like footprints?
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. By the way, you can leave us a voicemail anytime, even when we're not on the air. 877-77-BOBBY. Here's voicemail number two.
I have a morning corny for Amy. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One's really heavy and one's a little lighter.
You get it?
Yeah. A Zippo lighter.
Yeah, hippo and a Zippo. Yeah. One's heavy. Okay, good. All right. A lot of pressure on you today.
I know.
Because yesterday, some people felt like your joke wasn't quite up to snuff.
Some people, yeah. Like everybody.
Me, not me. You know, I'm always on your team. All right, here we go. Morning corny time.
The morning corny.
Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery?
Because it didn't have an arrow.
That's pretty good. It didn't have an arrow.
Have an arrow. Yeah, okay. Right. Thank you, Amy.
That was the morning corny.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Coming
Amy's
in.
Back.
Hot.
Tell your friends. Let's bring on Tracy in Tampa, who's listening right now. We're going to play Who Wants to Be 100 Air, your chance to win $100. We play this every couple of weeks, but man, when we do, people love this game. So let's give it a run. We have a caller on the line. It's Tracy in Tampa. Now, Tracy, you can pick anybody on the show that you want to partner with, and the farther you go, the more money you make, maxing out at, say it with me,
$100.
Now, act like it's a bigger deal than it is.
$100.
Right. Wow. Okay. Which it is a big deal, but some shows give away $1 million.
They do?
Not us. And I have to do either my own money or ask one of our clients, one of our sponsors, to give us a card. Tracy, are you ready to play the game?
I'm very ready.
You can pick to play with you, Eddie, Amy, Lunchbox, or Raimundo.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to have to go with Baloney Boy.
Baloney Boy,
no,
Eddie.
No,
this is how new nicknames come about.
No, it's not.
It
we
is.
Cannot start Baloney Boy,
Baloney
guys.
Boy.
Please.
Okay, Baloney Boy, it's you.
You could even have a song.
My Eddie Baloney?
Baloney
no. Has a first name. It's E-D-D-I-E.
No.
My Baloney has a second name. It's P-R-O-D-U-S-E-R.
This ends after this game.
Yeah. Okay, it's Tracy and Baloney Boy.
God, that's terrible.
All right, question number one. The $1 question. What color is Kermit T. Frog? What color is Kermit T. Frog? Hi-ho, Kermit T. Frog here.
Hi, Tracy. It's Baloney Boy. Do you know the answer, Tracy?
Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
All right, let her rip.
Green.
Final answer?
Final answer.
All right, there you go. $1. That's correct. Nice job.
Yeah, that just took way too long.
It did. All right, $5 question. What material is most attracted to a magnet?
I mean, metal, right?
Yes. Good. Final answer.
You gotta say it, Tracy.
Go for it.
She said, go for it. Yes, good.
Finally up there.
Okay, but you still haven't said metals. Oh, we're going to go with metals. That's our final answer. That's correct. Okay, good.
You're struggling here.
Yeah, it's tough.
It all started with Baloney Boy,
it's
all right?
It's just a bumpy road. We're driving down a bumpy road. All right, Tracy. Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, and Macbeth are written by who? Let me say it again.
Shakespeare. William Shakespeare, final answer.
Okay, well, now she jumps
out.
Lock it in. Final answer. That's correct. Good job. Would you like to continue for $25, Tracy?
Yeah.
An album must sell how many copies to go platinum?
Woo! This is tough, Tracy.
Tracy, an album must sell how many copies to go platinum?
Platinum's higher than gold, and I think, I don't know, a million.
Yeah, that was my guess too, Tracy. I don't really know. I'm not 100% for sure, but I would go a million just because I've never heard of 1,000 copies or a billion copies. So let's just go a million.
Yeah. Okay. 1 million. Final answer.
1 million is correct.
Yeah.
You've won $25. Do you want to continue with the $50 question, but you can lose all the money if you miss it?
That's okay. Came with nothing. I'll go home with nothing if I have to.
Go,
go, go, go.
Go, Bo. What are you doing?
Yes, man.
Let's go.
All right. Which athlete has made the most appearances on a box of Wheaties with 18 appearances?
Tracy, I think it's Michael Jordan. Just because he's been on Wheaties boxes my whole life, basically.
Yeah. True. Has Tom Brady been on them now?
Not that I know of. I mean, I haven't eaten Wheaties in a long time, but when I was a kid, Michael Jordan was on every box.
I know, but when I was a kid, Bruce Jenner was on every box.
So you think it's Bruce Jenner?
Oh, my. No, no. I have no idea. So go for it. Michael Jordan.
Hey, she still has a lifeline, right?
Yeah, she got a couple lifelines here. She can ask somebody else in the studio. She can do a coin flip. Or she can trust you to make a trash can basket.
Stuff. Tracy, look, since we're at the $50 question, I would use a lifeline just to be sure. I say Michael Jordan, but just to be sure, I would do that.
Okay. So who can I ask? Who are my choices?
Amy.
Is Mikey one of the choices?
Sure.
Yeah,
Mikey made the questions. Yeah. If Amy, Raymundo, or Lunchbox?
You know what? Lunchbox.
All right.
Pretty good at that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Lunchbox.
Who's
the athlete, Lunchbox, that made the most appearances on a box of Wheaties?
I mean, I've had Wheaties once in my life, and the only person that I've it was Michael Jordan, so I would go with Michael Jordan because I don't know any other athletes that have been on Wheaties.
All right, Tracy, your lifeline says.
Thank you. Yep. Nope, that's good. Michael Jordan, final answer.
Let's go.
The answer is Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay, you have $50. Do you want to try for the $75 question?
Absolutely.
Who won their first Academy Award for Best Actor in 1993 for their role in the movie Philadelphia?
Yeah, Tracy, I don't know if this is a trick question. I don't know. I think Denzel Washington maybe was the other actor in there. But no, 93, that was Tom Hanks's generation. Like, 93 was that time when Tom Hanks was dominating, so I would go Tom Hanks, 100%.
But I think it is a trick question, because I think I've heard this before, but don't know what my other option would be, so Tom Hanks, final answer, lock it in.
Come on.
The actor who won their first Academy Award for Best Actor in 1993 for their role in Philadelphia is Tom Hanks.
Yeah! Woo! Here we go, Tracy.
Okay. Did she go underwater?
Okay.
It's now time for the $100 question.
Oh boy.
Tracy, do you want to go for it or keep the $75?
Go for it, Bones. Let's hear it.
The Starry Night is a famous painting by what artist?
Holy.
I'm going to give you guys 10 seconds so we don't Google.
Okay.
The Starry Night is a famous painting by what artist?
Okay, I for sure, 100%, I'm going to go Van Gogh. Van Gogh, Tracy, I'm pretty sure that I know it.
You just said for sure, then you said
Well, because I'm just going back and forth in my head.
No, I think you're right. My daughter actually just painted the Starry Night with pumpkins for Halloween. It was like the spooky night or something.
And I love Tracy.
People do. She copied it from somewhere. It wasn't original, but yeah, it's pumpkins. And I think you're right. So, Van Gogh, final answer.
Spooky night. Let's go.
Well,
come on, Bones.
The person who painted Spooky Night was Tracy's daughter.
Yeah.
The person who painted Starry Night, Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah, Tracy! We won! Yeah.
All right, Tracy. You win $100 prizes courtesy of our friends at the Op Games, who make wonderful games like Q's and Q's.
Do they make this one too?
And they don't make this one, thank goodness. All right. Hey, Tracy, congratulations. You won $100. Hang on the line, okay?
Thank you. And can I say happy birthday to my daughter who painted Spooky Night? Tomorrow is her birthday. And guess what she's getting? She's getting $100 for her birthday.
Nice. Oh. Yeah. Okay, wait. Say her name again. How old is she?
Rebecca. She is turning 24. And she's $100 richer because I'm a good mom.
Okay, there you have it. All right, Tracy, hold on the line for a second. I thought she was going to be 12, guys. I'll be honest.
I know, I did too.
I was waiting for a kid to paint that for like sixth grade. Earlier this hour in the mailbag, we had an email where she said, hey, we have this house and we're about to move in. We put down the earnest money, but we went for the inspection and next door, 12 cops rolled up and there was some drama next door. Do we not buy the house? And I was like, buy the house. I mean, a little more due diligence into the neighborhood. And if you do that, good. But if it's like a random thing at a house, I don't think you should not move. With that being said, Colin is on in Denver. Hey, Colin, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So me and my wife, we just did our final inspection on our brand new build. And as we go to look at it over the weekend, before they turn over the keys, we walk into the home, and upon walking in, there are mud prints going all the way up the stairs and then giant mud stain leading into the furnace at the top of the stairs. So it looks like this person who is working on our furnace deliberately walked into our house with muddy boots and didn't even try to clean it up.
Or maybe they're just someone who's working on the furnace who doesn't give a crap about anything other than fixing the furnace and didn't clean on the way out. I mean, I don't know that the furnace guy is, you know, wanting the whole house not to sell, but it just sounds like somebody going to fix something who didn't give any craps about, you know, what else happened to the house. Like, did you still buy it? Are you still good?
Well, we're going to, you know, we've already put down our earnest money, so that's, you know, we're definitely buying the house, but we're trying to decide if we're going to take care of the situation in a more PC term, or if we're gonna go my route and kind of crack some skulls.
Oh,
he's gonna burn the house down. If it's just mud prints, it's probably just a bad decision by somebody that was working in the house.
What if they didn't know they had mud? I mean, I guess they could eventually see the mud, and maybe they did the mud and they were like, oh shoot, and then they get embarrassed. They maybe now they'll invest in those little covers they can put on their shoes that some workers wear if they come into your home. But I don't think this is head skull crackable.
I think you could say something, but I don't think it's time to crack skulls for
no.
this. If it happened again, or if there was something a little more substantial, I would understand. But mud, although the guy sounds like he has giant feet.
Yeah,
huge.
And then you have to keep in mind, like, the safety of your family. I feel like if you crack skulls over this, they know where you live, and, like, it could start a war.
A war?
Man, all this escalated quickly.
All right, Colin, appreciate that call, man. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, keep it PC.
See you, buddy. Yeah, PC. Hey, so we talked to Maren Morris on the show on Friday. She has a new song out
called Circles Around This Town, or Circle Around This Town. Is it Circle or Circles? Circles, right?
Circles.
Okay.
Circles.
Here is a clip of that song.
Drove circles around this town, trying to ride circles around this town.
So we talked to her about the song, and she's like, hey, it's basically my story. You know, it's a very biographical song. So, Amy, what song, you didn't write it, but what song defines you? What's your close to biography song that you could have?
Well, I went with my biography of something I'm feeling at the moment that I haven't really shared.
Uh-oh.
But this is what kept coming to me, so I said, okay, I'm just going to submit this as my clip. So hit it.
What is it? Oh, dear God.
What on earth?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop playing it.
Shut it down. Wait, you want another kid?
That's Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
Yeah, we know. Like, skip ahead.
And I don't know what is happening, but I have two adopted children. We adopted them at 7 and 10, and I always wanted a baby, but never had a baby. My kids would like a baby. I hold my cat like a baby. A lot, like every day. I bounce it and I cook with it while I'm bouncing it. So I don't know if it's that I want that the job of nurturing a little baby in my arms or another cat, maybe.
We could change that song really easy.
Yeah.
All that she wants is another kitty cat.
No.
It's so much easier for everybody here.
If what?
If you get a kitty cat, not a baby.
Oh.
I think my prediction is if you get a baby, you leave the show.
Yeah.
That would be my prediction. Yeah, you're right. That would be my prediction.
Right, but so something in me is yearning for something like that. So.
Have you thought about getting an Oculus too?
Nice.
You could probably get like a virtual baby. Like in
Yeah, we have same that. Thing. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure. You get a Tamagotchi. Make sure that thing stays alive.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, but in the virtual reality goggles, can you be a mom to a baby?
Sure, you can do whatever you want. You could be a mom. You could be a baby.
Oh, I mean, that place is, I had to turn those comment or the communicating with others off. Like, I don't know where these people came from trying to talk to me on VR.
Mm-hmm. It's like video games.
Yeah.
It's the internet, Amy. That's where they came from. The internet.
I don't like it.
I can't believe it. Ray, play her song again. Wow, breaking news. Amy wants a baby.
Okay.
What if we had a listener that would just loan you one for a while? Like they're going on a vacation.
Yes.
They just ship it over.
I'm sure I have friends that are like, okay, yeah, just for the weekend.
Or we could get you one of those they have in home ec where you have to keep it alive.
Nice. Yes, those are great.
And, you know, you got to make sure when it cries, you wake up with it.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to feed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's breaking news. And it startles me a little.
What about the fish? That didn't do it.
Is the fish even alive?
Yeah.
Be honest, is the fish alive?
Oh my gosh, Amy.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on. Don't hold that thought. We're going to come back to that.
Stop.
We're going to come back to that.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Ray, did you?
What?
I just think she's giggling without an answer.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up in the news in 20 minutes, we're going to find out if Amy's fish has died.
Okay.
A lot of breaking news.
Because if the fish dies and she wants a baby, no baby for you. We got to work our way up.
Okay.
Okay, here's my song. And what's funny about this song, and we'll play the hook first. Here is my biography of how I have felt my whole life. Here we go.
I'm gonna be somebody.
Travis Tritt, I'm gonna be somebody. The great part about this too, here you go, turn it up.
I'm gonna break these chains.
I'm covered in chains right now. I'm trying to break them every day. But listen to who he sings about in the song and tell me this song wasn't meant for me.
Bobby played his guitar.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. So, insert guitar, though. Bobby tells his jokes. Bobby talks into a microphone. All right, play it again.
He had dedication.
Start it over again, because I want people to feel it here.
The Bobby part?
Yeah. Bobby talks into a microphone on the wrong side of town.
Bobby played his guitar
On the hard side of town.
Where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money.
Come on.
That's you.
That's it.
He had dedication. He had the heart and soul.
Somehow knew he was supposed to tell jokes. Everybody! That would be mine.
I'm gonna be somebody.
And Amy wants a baby.
One of these days I'm gonna break these chains.
But she might have killed the fish.
Ooh. I'm gonna be somebody.
That's a mashup of both of our lives.
You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will.
Wait, so you still feel shackled?
Every day of my life.
Why is that?
It will never leave me.
Really?
Well, yeah, but course. You started back at therapy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe you'll get
As angry about it.
Yeah.
I'm not even that angry about it, but I still feel that way. You're not born away and spend...
Oh, I know.
...the biggest years of your life up until like 25 and be like, you know what, I'm fixed.
Yeah.
No,
but,
I know.
But I'm good. But hey, I'm good. I'm itching. Hey, I'm good, man. Hey, don't worry about me, man.
We're never good, but yeah.
Well... We're about 17 minutes away.
We need to find out about this.
Because we've got to do Tell Me Something Good in a second. All about good news. But then, did Amy's fish die?
Oh, my goodness.
But all I know is she stammered, giggled,
mm-hmm.
showed a little bit of embarrassment.
Okay, but also, y'all are comparing a fish to a baby.
If you can't keep a fish alive, you can't keep a baby.
Eddie made me laugh because he was like, if she can't keep a fish alive, she can't keep a baby alive, or whatever he said.
17 minutes away from is the fish alive.
They're very different.
Exactly.
Really?
If you can't keep a baby, a fish alive.
Yeah.
No chance of the baby. All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A family in Maryland wants to publicly thank a stranger for going above and beyond just in time to bring a happy new year. Laurie Degnan's son Jake realized on Friday he lost his wallet. And to make things worse, it snowed a couple inches overnight, which obviously it's going to be hard to find a wallet if it's on the ground in the snow. So they went back to where they could remember him having it. He bought a snack at this place. They wanted to find it because it was full of Christmas money, college money, and of course his school ID, license, debit, and credit cards. But they looked and could not find it anywhere. So they were up and they were like, all right, dude, you got to go back to school. They started cleaning up the house to send him back, and the doorbell rang at 8:00 in the morning. And so this is from her. Much to my surprise, a wonderful man by the name of Juan was standing there asking if Jake lived here. I started to cry right away and asked if he found his wallet by any chance. Juan had been up early going to work when he found Jake's wallet in the parking lot of a store where he had bought the snack and drove all the way to the house to return it. Everything was intact. All the cash was there. Quote, what a great human. You know what? He could have stolen a bunch of stuff and been like, no, yeah. I found this.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He took it back and he didn't steal anything. That's a good dude, Juan. I remember once, a bachelor party, we were trying to leave. We got a house in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
You remember once.
Yeah, once. This is a long time ago, like 8 months ago. We were trying to leave. We had a flight to catch. And Eddie's like, I don't have my wallet. And Eddie had been out on Dixon Street all night the night before.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't have my wallet. We're like, what do you mean? He goes, I left it downtown on Dixon Street.
It's not in here, so it's got to be somewhere out there.
We called the Uber driver at like 6 in the morning 100 times.
No answer.
And so they dispersed and went all down Dixon Street in the morning. And Eddie's like, there's a park bench. I remember sitting over there, walked over, sitting on the park bench still.
Crazy. Untouched the way I left it. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Not a single person grabbed it.
I mean, that's all awesome. Night.
I mean, there's nobody to like say thank you to.
No. I'm assuming a lot of people walked by it and made a good decision and be like, oh, that's somebody's. We'll leave it there for the morning.
You got to put an air tag in it.
Right. I know it.
Mine has air tag in it. And every time I pick it up, it goes, bloop, 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 just to let me know there's an air tag chasing me.
I need to do that.
It's a great story, Juan. You're the man. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in HOPE. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, first, let's check in with Amy, because a while ago, she got a fish, and we debated on when that fish would die. It was a betta fish, and they live a long... You'd have to, like, really kill them. You have to, like, hold it and stab it with a knife to kill it. It's a tough fish to kill.
I mean, I guess. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, mine died within a week. So, I don't know.
You alluded earlier to the fact that you want a baby, which we were shocked by. And then we said, is the fish even alive? And you started stammering, like...
No, because I was shocked that we were comparing a baby to a fish.
Well, no, we said if you can't keep a fish alive, you can't keep a baby alive. We weren't
caring.
Right,
but it's still very different. Even if I were to have been a fish killer, I could keep a baby alive.
You don't want that.
I don't know that I would graduate quickly to a baby.
No. They can, if you put too much food in there, they can overeat and they explode or something.
Same thing with babies. They can overeat and explode.
Okay.
Okay, Amy, is your fish alive?
To be honest...
Yeah.
I think so.
What do you mean?
No one's checked on it in a while, huh?
No.
She's just now remembering she's got to feed it. Oh, no.
No, my daughter cares for it. It's in her room. And I know it's alive when the fish light is on. The thing is, she had the fish light off last night. And then the fish light off this morning, because I go in and before I leave, like, I make sure everything's good, but she doesn't like to turn the lights on. So I'm like, okay, good morning, bye. And so, don't know. But yes, the last time I checked, the fish was alive, but I don't know the last time I actually saw it.
Can you text your daughter and say, hey, how's the fish doing today? And that's all. Don't say, is it alive? Just say, hey, how's the fish doing today? The fish, it's a betta fish. Did you name it, by the way?
Victor. She did. It's her fish.
You guys know the alphabet, right? The alphabet in general. You know, ABC. The old classic alphabet.
ABC.
It's named alphabet, alpha, beta, alphabet.
Wow. AB. Alphabet. No. No, I didn't know that.
Little fun fact. I didn't either.
Wow. When did you find that out? Like yesterday?
I don't know. I was reading something. And it was like alpha, beta. And I was like, alpha, beta, AB, alphabet. Oh!
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know every letter, the correct thing?
I know
that?
Alpha, beta,
Kappa.
Cougar, John 3:16.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. When I texted her. We'll see. I mean, she's at school. She's not supposed to have her phone.
Yeah, but she's trying to study.
The word alphabet comes from the first two letters of the Greek alphabet, alpha and beta. It was first used. My mind was blown. And I'm not too good to say that I only recently learned that too. All right, let's go to the news.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
Amy, pick the Super Bowl champion right now.
What are my choices?
Well, come on. There are 14 teams that you could bet on. And I'm actually going to be your bookie. I use DraftKings. And I would encourage you to use DraftKings. But you keep getting on and then going, I don't know what to do. So, you can make a $10 bet on any of these teams. I'm going to need the $10. But I can tell you what you'll win if the team wins.
Okay.
If you bet $10 and the Steelers win the Super Bowl, you win $670.
Wow.
That means they're not really
favored.
Because
they're the least favored team. Oh. So, do you have any idea of what team you would like to win the Super Bowl?
I don't care either way, but I mean, I'm from Texas, so are the Cowboys in the mix?
Yeah.
Yes. If you bet $10 with me and the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, you will win $130.
Let's go, Amy!
Do they actually have a little bit of a shot this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do.
Tom Brady.
Now, just being...
Tampa Bay.
Just being honest.
Buccaneers.
In week two of the season, I did bet the Bucs to win the Super Bowl again.
Okay.
If you bet them right now for $10, you win $85.
Right, so they're like that's an easy pick.
No, it's not easy. And they're the fourth, you know, best odd team.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going with?
Out of all the, like, I don't, I can...
Packers, Chiefs, Bills, Buccaneers, Titans,
Ooh,
Rams.
Are the Broncos in it?
No.
I like Colorado.
No. The the Broncos are not in it.
No.
They just
Did the Mannings still play?
The Mannings. No. Arch does. He's an 11th grader in high school, I think.
Yeah. The one. I know that the older
Eli
one's
Peyton,
out.
No, they don't play.
Okay.
Dang. The nephew.
I don't know. I guess I'll go with Cowboys. Let's go.
Okay. Cowboys, if you give me $10.
Okay.
I will, if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, I will give you $130 back. Woo! But if they don't, I'm keeping the $10. Okay.
Congratulations, Amy. You've won $130.
How much cash do you keep?
I have today, I have $10.
Nice. Do you want to bet it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. You guys are watching it here?
Wait, yes.
This is all for fun.
Yeah, of course.
Wait,
yeah.
But which one was the one where I have a shot at winning $600?
The Steelers.
The Steelers. If you want to bet $10 more on the Steelers, you can.
Oh, I can't change my bet?
Oh, you can if you want. But I'm telling you, they probably ain't going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, I'll go with the Cowboys.
Okay, here it is. I have $10 here on the Cowboys. Okay, well, good luck, Amy. The top teams, the Packers are your favorite, the Chiefs second, the Bills, the Buccaneers, and the Titans are your top five teams.
Oh, the Titans are in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fun.
Yes, it is. The New York Yankees are making history. They have hired a female manager at one of their minor league teams. First time they've ever hired a woman to be a manager inside their system, any major league team. So that's pretty cool. What happened to your headphones?
My whole box down here is not working.
Well, take your headphones out just so you can hear me then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bobby's yelling. Still talking.
I really need your feedback here.
Well, I know, but okay.
The Yankees are making history. They're now making even more history after hiring Rachel Balcovets as one of the managers in their minor league system.
That's cool.
She is the first female to manage an affiliated minor league team in baseball history. Pretty cool,
love
huh?
Love that. I mean, females used to play baseball when they needed them.
That's true. You saw League of Their Own, obviously. But Tom Hanks.
Good
that's
movie.
True. Betty White had a stroke 6 days before her passing. This comes out in the news now. Betty White died from a stroke she suffered nearly a week before she passed. Mm. Betty's cause of death is listed as cerebrovascular accident, according to her death certificate, which is a loss of blood flow to part of the brain. And then she had brain tissue damage. Rest in peace, Betty White. I was looking yesterday. They've done like the early autopsy on Bob Saget. And again, they're like, we don't know what happened. There's no drug use. The only thing they found in his room were things like antihistamine. Mm. They're like, there was nothing that screams foul play or any drug use right now.
Mm.
He was 65, and 65 is not an age where you expect people to die.
No.
But it's also not 40, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm starting to feel things, and I'm 41. So I can't imagine. I don't know. I don't imagine. I don't know what happened to him. But rest in peace, Bob Saget. The Georgia Bulldogs beat the Alabama Crimson Tide last night. Big interception to kind of close the game out. Here's the clip of the final call.
And one more play for the Georgia defense. Georgia on the mountaintop. Demons be gone and the drought is over. National champions at long last.
First national championship since 1980.
Wow.
The year before you were born.
Yep.
I'm so tired of Georgia people, though. And I know there are a lot of them are listening right now.
Travis Denning.
Why?
You can have your Atlanta Braves or you can have your Georgia Bulldogs. Stop. You don't get both.
Well, but they both won this
year. I know, but you know what? You know what it's like to be an Arkansas fan? We don't ever get anything.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. You deserve it. Congratulations. You do deserve it. It's awesome and good for you, but you shouldn't get two. Pass it around.
They have to live with the Falcons, and they're not very good. So
they will be. Don't worry.
What sport is that?
Football.
Football. Yeah. Or the Hawks kind of suck. All right. And today, speaking of Arkansas, Mike D passed this to me. It's National Arkansas Day.
So are we
Nobody
gonna
cares
some-
at all.
Hey, Bones, there's that.
So are we going to get some Arkansas fun facts?
Top five most famous people.
Okay.
Billy Bob Thornton, number five. Scottie Pippen, number four.
Oh, cool.
Glenn Campbell, number three.
Nice.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Bill Clinton, number two, and Johnny Cash, number one.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Wow. Johnny Cash beats out a president? Are those in order of, like, popularity?
I didn't make the list.
I know.
I don't know why it was picked that way.
Hey, Bones, at some point you can probably take that Billy Bob Thornton spot, right? Like, at some point.
Whoa.
Yes, I can. Right. I hope so. Mustard.
For those that don't know, that's Sling Blade. Yeah. That was an excellent impression of Billy Bob Thornton. I don't know. Billy Bob Thornton's also in 1883 a little bit with Tim McGraw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
He is.
So him and I are jockeying for it
right
now.
Okay, maybe not then.
He probably moved back up in the power rankings.
Al Green also makes the notable list. Mike, where was this list? Biography.com. But really?
Come on.
Yeah, Al Green. And guess who came in at number seven? Me. But
really?
I got to jump Al Green, though, before I jump.
Yeah, that's tough.
What?
Wow. That's good. There's got to be more people from Arkansas.
No, I think it ends with me.
And at seven.
Is that it, Ray? Okay. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Okay. This is Alyssa in Louisiana who is on the phone right now. Alyssa, thank you for calling the show. What would you like to say?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just calling because me and my son listened to you the other day on the way to his school in the car line, and he's always asking if we can call you guys, and we just heard that Amy's daughter's fish's name is Victor, and my son's name is Victor, and he just got super excited, so we thought we'd take a shot and call in and see if we can get you guys on the phone, so we're super excited.
I'm glad that your son Victor is alive and thriving, having a great day at school. Amy's fish, TBD.
Yeah. Oh, let me see if my daughter texted me back.
Thank you, Alyssa. I hope you guys have an awesome day.
Thank you so much.
I got to give credit to Amy. She found this article. It's how to save $1,000 fast.
Well, and I got to give credit to Rachel Cruz because she's the one that posted it. And there's like 20 things on there. So you can go to her Instagram if you want to see the full list. But there was some on there where I was like, oh, I think I'm going to implement some of these changes.
And we were talking about saving money or getting out of debt because Eddie, in over 2 years' time, maybe 3 years, got himself out of $20,000, $30,000 worth of debt.
Major debt, yes.
By just shutting everything down.
Yeah, just cutting corners, man. I mean, you don't realize how much money you spent on just certain things. So when you cut that out, you're like, wow, I saved a lot.
All right, what's on the list?
Okay, so buying energy-efficient light bulbs.
What, does that save a nickel?
Well, over time, right. I think it adds up.
But that's not fast.
Okay. Like, well, there's a list of 20.
Okay, give it, because that ain't fast. Okay.
Well, but ahead of that would be like cutting out non-essentials, making a budget.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You should read me the bold ones.
Okay. Brew your own coffee.
That's huge.
Well, I guess if you go to Starbucks a lot, is that what that's
saying? Yes, because like instantly, or wherever you're buying coffee out, like if you just start making it maybe even the night before and have your pot of coffee and you're good to go.
I feel like I'm pretty lucky that I don't like coffee, so I don't blow a lot of money at Starbucks.
What about your wife? Because my wife goes every day.
She doesn't as much anymore, and she makes her own coffee sometimes.
So that's good.
Yeah, but when we travel, if we're road tripping, we'll stop at Starbucks. Mm. I just hate the taste of coffee. And if I'm hurting, I'll have an espresso shot and a tea, or I'll take an espresso right down the gullet sometimes. Oh, it's just the worst taste. How people can enjoy that taste, it is a bad taste. But some people don't like mustard, and that's crazy to me because mustard
is
so good.
It's fine.
All right, what else?
Implement a 24-hour rule before any big purchase.
What's that mean?
Well, so if you're looking to buy something, big could be relative to you, but whatever the expense is, don't do it right away. Like, sit on it for 24 hours and make sure this is something you truly need.
Like, if you really wanted to get energy-efficient light bulbs.
That's sit not on a it. Big purchase.
You're like, I don't know. Let's come back tomorrow. All right, what else?
When you're eating out at restaurants, order water. Like, that's it. You never order tea or drinks or anything. Like, for the whole table, your family, order water only.
Only let them have water?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, it adds up.
For sure. But don't tell them until they've ordered. No! We'll only have waters. All right, what else?
I guess some
people. We mostly just drink water anyway.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Well, some people drink, or maybe they get an alcoholic beverage.
That really
and then,
gets
like,
it high.
If you were to make a glass of wine or a drink at home, you're paying like way more out at a restaurant. Like some grocery stores offer gift cards like Kroger, and then you can use the points that you get for gas if that grocery store has a gas station. So just implementing that into your life. Selling kids' clothes at consignment stores. Which that's something as a parent, your kids grow out of clothes and then you just donate them, which is obviously a good option. But if you're looking to get some income, there's kids' consignment stores and you can drop it off and then you get a call one day like, hey, you have a check to pick up.
Oh, that's how it works?
Yeah. Like you drop it off, they sell it, they take a cut, and then they call you and say, hey, you got $50 to come by and pick up because we sold all this stuff.
I just always assumed it was like a pawn shop, which in my day, a lot of stuff was getting pawned. And it's like, hey, I'll give you $5 for that. You're like, $5? This is every Hootie and the Blowfish CD that's ever existed. Why can't I get a little more? But they only pay you if they sell it.
Yeah, and they have adult consignment stores, too. And then I guess after a certain amount of time, then they'll just end up donating it for you. So at least it's out of your house and off your hands. But it's sitting in a store. And, if they sell it, you get a cut.
Okay.
Stick to your grocery list, which that's huge. And for me, I need to start just even making a grocery list because I kind of just go in and I'm like, oh yeah, this.
Supermarket sweep?
Oh yeah, this. So like make a list and stick to it. Don't let yourself deviate. And then go through subscriptions that you have and cancel anything that you are not using, which I feel like that's another big one because so many times we sign up for things and then don't use it.
I signed up for one of those plans. They say every month they send you a new energy efficient light bulb.
Okay, hater.
And a new one comes every month, but I got to get out of that. That program has gotten me in a lot of trouble.
It's not working.
Also, another thing that adds up, especially for girls, is sometimes like nails, hair, and then for men maybe, and I guess I'm stereotyping here, but the lawn work, you don't have to hire it out, do it yourself, and cleaning around the house.
You okay?
Not going to do that?
Well, Bobby, your yard is like big. Can you imagine Bobby out there mowing?
No. Yes, I could have many years ago.
Well, you mowed lawns.
I'm gone too much. But Dan Smyers from Dan and Shay, he's out there mowing.
He likes it though, I bet.
The day it snowed, he's out there.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Amy. Thank you, Rachel Cruz. We appreciate that. You know the Avengers?
Yeah.
Not personally, but you know them.
Oh, yeah.
You watch Hawkeye on Disney Plus?
Yes, we watched it.
Okay, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
Hawkeye. The Hurt Locker. I mean, good actor, right? You know how old he is?
No.
How old?
42.
That's what I thought.
Really?
He's 51.
He is?
And I say to Eddie and Mike, and I said, hey, who knew he was that old? And Mike goes, I can see it in his eyes. He's old. And it's like, man, he's old.
He looks 60 to me.
But by the way.
60? Calm down. There's no way he looks 60.
By the way, 60 is not old.
No, not at
60
all.
Is old compared to what we think of of an Avenger. I couldn't believe he's 51. That guy holds youthfulness in a jar.
I mean, he's the oldest Avenger, right? Then?
Mm.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, he's old.
He's 91. They all are. Robert Downey Jr. is 56. Who do you think the youngest Avenger is?
The girl, Brie Larson. Mm.
Is Tom Holland an Avenger? Spider-Man 25.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he's 25 years old. So, but yeah, Jeremy Renner. Love his work.
Love his work.
I can't believe the guy's 51.
Is
Hawkeye awesome.
Done, or is there more episodes coming?
I would assume there would be a season two, but I'm not sure. No. But I really enjoyed that on Disney Plus.
There wasn't that many episodes, though.
Maybe seven?
Yeah.
He has another show that's out now, and it's on Paramount Plus. It's called, like, Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh, yeah. Is that
good?
Which
I haven't started yet, but I looked at the Rotten Tomatoes, and the user review was, like, 86%, but the critics was, like, 23%. But you know who produces it? The guy that does Yellowstone, Taylor Sheridan.
That's where I've seen the ads. And Coach Taylor is in it from Friday Night Lights.
Anyone watch Mayor of Kingstown?
I'm gonna start.
Yeah, and I'm watching the
Station 11.
Station 11 on HBO, and it's okay. But someone's like, well, you should read the books then. Well, if I don't like the show, I ain't reading the book. What are you talking? No. I'm like going even deeper into it. I may end up liking it, but it's a slow burn.
I'm keeping going.
Yeah, we'll finish it. We're five episodes in. About Mayor of Kingstown. If anybody has seen that, you can tweet me up. Let me know if it's good or not. Got a couple people on the phones that want to say something. We were talking about how to save money. Rachel Cruz put out this list of how to save $1,000 fast. Pretty practical, somewhat difficult, but that's the name of the game if you want to save money. It ain't supposed to be easy. Here is Kelsey in Auburn, Alabama. Kelsey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Tell me what you think here.
So, me and my husband just bought some land, and we are trying to save money for a house. So, I've been doing meal planning instead of trying to go out to eat a lot. And so, one thing I've learned is if you just go to the store and buy the meat and put it in the refrigerator instead of freezing it, then it helps you get rid of it a lot faster.
Because you're on a tick, 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 tick clock.
Yeah.
For me, I would be like, oh, I'll get it tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, it's green. And I'm like, oh, I can't eat it now. But yes, I agree. If you get the meat and you must eat it, you probably eat it. Were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm like, oh, wow. I normally have it in the fridge. And then when I look at the expiration date, it's that day. That's when I throw it in the freezer. And I'm like, throw it in the freezer. Let's go out.
You save it just in time.
Yeah.
Just by the nick of time. Yeah, she saved the meat.
I'm like the opposite of her. But that's not, if I'm trying to save money, I need to not be.
Hey, Kelsey, we appreciate that call. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Dee in Washington, D.C. is called. And Amy mentioned earlier in the show she wants a baby. And we were like, what? And then we asked, is the fish even alive? And Amy's like, I don't know. Did your daughter text back?
Let me see. I kind of hope not. She's supposed to be in school. You know what I'm saying?
Her daughter thinks it's a test.
Yeah.
She has her phone, but she's like, I don't think I should respond.
She hasn't replied.
Nothing? Okay. Yeah. Hey, D, what's going on?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
So I just have to come to Amy's defense, okay? Because fish and children are very different. I don't know how many fish have not survived my household, but I've successfully stayed married and to the same man for 31 years. And I've raised 2 children and 4 guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm. But lost some fish.
Okay.
Well, that's because fish aren't a priority. And you know what? Right. All life is to me.
Oh, I love that, Bones.
So let's just leave it there.
It's great.
Our only point was Amy had really made it a priority to make sure this fish lives
and
because
is,
there's money on the line.
It is fine. I just was telling y'all I haven't seen it with my own eyes for, I don't know, 40 hours or so.
That tank's probably empty with, like, He-Man in it at this point. Okay, hey, thank you, D. Have a great day. He-Man.
Hey, have a great day.
No one has those anymore.
But He-Man's back on Netflix.
Oh, is it? He-Man?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah.
Kevin Smith, I believe.
Cool.
Okay, I do want to talk about this. I'm going to bring Abby, our phone screener, over to the microphone. Abby, you are eating dinner. Where did this happen to you?
I was at a sports bar in Nashville.
Oh, in Nashville?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're at a sports bar in Nashville. Are you by yourself?
No, so I'm with a group of, like, KU fans. We were watching the games.
Kentucky basketball?
Kansas.
Oh, sorry.
Kentucky. Kansas, yeah. Okay, Kansas basketball.
I'm telling you, the K goes right to Kentucky in my mind. Okay.
That's okay.
So you were watching the Kansas basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
You're with a bunch of girls.
Yes.
What happens to you?
And guys. So, like, 2 tables away, I saw a group sit down, and they were, all in golf shirts. And it was 4 guys and 1 girl, and I could only see, like, one of them. And I would say he was, like, in his 50s. I mean, that's how I would describe him. So I went to the bathroom, and then it was that guy. And he was just like, hey, are you a KU fan? And started talking. He's like,
KU fans talk funny.
He was like, can I buy you a drink? And I was like, oh, that's okay. I'm good. Thank you, though. And he was like, well, my friend thinks you're cute at our table if you want to just come say hi later. And I was like, okay. So anyway, I went back to my table, and we could see each other the whole time. So he was like, hey, come on over.
The friend or the bathroom
guy?
No,
that guy, the bathroom guy.
Got it.
Yeah, so it was always him. So I did go over because I'm just nice. I like to talk to people. I don't really care. And so we just talked, whatever. And when I went back to watch the game, and he sent over a White Claw to me. That guy, the bathroom guy. He's like in his 50s, okay?
Wait, and yes. Does he look like Jeremy Renner? Because if so, we can probably subtract
some. Well, Abby should clarify her age right now for people.
I'm 31.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
A little bit of a difference. And so he kept trying to get me to come over, the whole time.
It sounds like the bathroom guy liked you.
That's what I'm saying. He said his friend. Nope, the friend. There was no friend that was interested. He just said that so I would come over.
Okay.
And then he kept calling my name the whole game, and I was kind of getting annoyed. So I'm like, I'm trying to watch the game.
What celebrity do you look most like? I need to picture this guy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even describe anyone. There's no one I've ever seen like him.
What? No one?
No.
Ever?
That is a hard game sometimes.
No, it's not. I can describe anybody by a celebrity, even if it's not even that close.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Anybody.
Hmm.
Okay, so he keeps calling you over. You don't go over.
No, I was just kind of done. I was like, sorry, I'm trying to watch the game. And then they were starting to leave, and so I was excited. So I was like, now I can, focus on that. And my server came over and taps me on the back, and he's like, here, that guy over there gave me $100 to hand this to you, and it was his number.
Oh, I see a picture of it here now.
Like, that guy, the bathroom guy, paid my server.
Yeah, $100. I would have the server probably done it for 10 or free, right? Good tip.
Yeah. Wouldn't he do it for free?
I would think so. He paid the server. How do you know it was $100?
Well, the server told me. He was like, it gave me $100.
And so, did you call the guy?
No, I did not. No.
Are we going to do it now?
No, okay, I'm not calling him. No. But he's from New York.
Oh. Well, at least his area code is.
Yeah, his area code's from, so you have no interest in this guy?
Oh, no. No, I never did.
What's up with the move, though, of like, my friend likes you and it's really him?
I thought that was very
strange.
That
seems like not something a 50-year-old would say, but.
Yeah. So no love connection?
Oh, no.
But it sounds like he came, saw you, pursued you, like that's happening.
Sure.
They don't all have to be love connections.
That's true, but no, that was just kind of weird. I was like, why didn't he just come over and
okay, if he would have done that, any chance you'd have called him?
No.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're trying to impress someone or trying to get their attention, I don't think handing $100 to the server.
What if he would have handed you his number and $100?
Oh, handed me?
Yeah.
Come on.
Now we're talking, right?
No. I'm kidding.
Okay, so you're not calling him.
Mm-mm.
But it was a weird experience.
Very strange.
Do you think he knew you from the radio show?
No.
Okay, so
I don't
think he's going to hear this and it's going to be Firefighter Part 2.
Oh, my. Well, no.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
The trials and tribulations of single Abby.
Yeah.
This makes me think of one of those scenarios, Bobby, where you've said that sometimes a guy is creepy if you're not into him, but that
absolutely
also can be romantic.
He's a good looking guy. That's be the most romantic story ever. And she's going on a date with him next
week.
Yeah.
Like, what was the problem? She was attracted to him.
He was 50. Is that the problem?
The problem was she wasn't attracted to him.
And
it could be for his age. Could be for he doesn't look like a human being. Apparently, he had 3 arms. I don't know what happened, but he doesn't look like any human ever.
Well, okay. And it sounds like he was obnoxious.
Was he obnoxious?
Oh,
he was.
Yeah, him calling my name across the bar the whole game. I was really trying to watch the game. You know, and like talk to my friends.
I'm sorry I didn't work out for you, Abby.
That's fine.
We'll chalk this up to another loss, but there's a lot of losses before that first big win.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Okay, thank you, Abby.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Waterbury, Connecticut. A 40-year-old man was at Walmart, and he goes to buy a gallon of milk, and it rings up 322, and he goes, 322, that's way too much. Pulled out a knife and stabbed the cashier.
What is happening?
I know, people just don't know how to deal with
the cashier
things.
Didn't price the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a former cashier myself.
You have nothing to do with that.
Zero.
Yeah, she suffered a puncture wound behind her ear, but she's going to be okay.
What the crap is happening? What's wrong with people? No,
what's wrong with people?
Yeah, dang.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Breaking news earlier in the show. We said, hey, what song kind of defines you right now? And Amy said, hit it, and played this clip right here. All that she wants is another baby. So Amy told us today she wants a baby, another baby. I mean, she has a cat,
dog,
fish, a dog, 2 kids, and a bird possibly. She was like a bird sanctuary.
Well, she says she's a mom to lots of birds in the backyard.
True.
Yeah, I take care of them.
So she kind of dropped that bomb on us today. But we do have a lot of callers. This is Marcy in North Dakota. Marcy, thank you for calling the show. What would you like to say to Amy right now?
Hi, Amy. I just want to say that if you think that you are have that little like missing piece, meaning that you need a baby, I think you should go for it.
Yeah. Well, it's not that simple.
It also took you 6 years to adopt your last kids.
Mm-hmm. Right, I know. But we were doing a domestic newborn adoption, and then we pivoted to older children from Haiti. And both of my children would like a little baby sibling, they say. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how I don't know. Because I wasn't ever able to get pregnant, so I guess I'd have to adopt. And also, I could just get a cat. I'm just sharing with you.
Oh, no.
I don't know what the feeling is. All I know is I carry my cat around like it's a baby, and I feel a little bit crazy.
Maybe you need more like wheat in your diet or something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something.
Right.
You know, more iron.
There is some void I need to fill, and I know I'm not trying to just be like, oh, I need a baby, but I feel like I want to care for something like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is a different baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Marcy,
maybe it's a cat.
Anything else you'd like to say, Marcy?
I think you could make that happen.
Mm-hmm. You mean a baby?
Bones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, just caring for a baby is more than rocking it while you're cooking. You know
Eddie,
what I mean?
I know. I'm a mom of 2 children.
No, I know, but a baby.
Though.
I know.
So just remember that
I know they cry. I know they need to be fed. I know they don't sleep.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Well, I always wanted that. And maybe now, I don't know, maybe because I turn 41 soon and it's like midlife
crisis. Yeah.
I know that's not, I'm not being irresponsible with this statement. I'm just, you asked for a song that defines me at some point in my life.
But you said it's how you're feeling. You haven't shared it with us. Then you shared it with us and we all were a little wide-eyed at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, or you could wait 6-7 years and your daughter could have a baby.
Oh, you can be a grandma.
Whoa.
That's easier.
You are rushing her.
She's 13,
She's 14. Yeah. So it's 20.
I mean, she's 2021.
Be real about it.
Meemaw,
no,
it'd be okay.
Let's not be real about it.
Dang, you're 6 years from being a grandma.
Then you can really rock that baby.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Let's go over and talk to Amanda in Oklahoma. Amanda, what's going on?
Hi, so I just have the perfect solution for Amy and the baby situation.
Okay.
So when you're fostering kids in DHS system, you can't always take them across state lines and go out of state with them. And so a lot of parents sometimes need what's called respite. And sometimes it's for a weekend, sometimes for a week. But I did that. But I will warn you, it makes you either really want a baby or it'll make you change your mind.
Okay.
So you should hop in the foster program like Eddie did for
a while. Respite, yeah.
Yeah, I've thought about respite care as an option before in my life.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Maybe that will scratch that itch.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Or maybe it makes it itch even worse.
Maybe.
But either way, we'll know.
Or maybe I keep bouncing my cat.
The cat. Mm-hmm. While you cook. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for listening today. Wow. What a show.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. I'm a little shaken by it all. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show. Turn it
up. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.